Everyone knows the story of the little girl who fell down the rabbit hole, and of the children who walked through the wardrobe, and of the little girl who was scooped up by the tornado, and of the little boy who found the book that never ended, and of the little girl who said the right words on the other side of the mirror, and of the little girl who unlocked the bricked-up door in the cellar, and of the little boy who had such wonderful dreams night after night. But those are the children who came back. No one talks about the other children, the children who walk through basement doors and rabbit holes never to return, or the ones who are never quite the same again once they do. The things that happen to those children are not so magical, not so delightful. Their adventures are not the things of pageant retellings and matinees. Rather, they are the things we try not to think of. The things instead we dream about when we would rather be dreaming of something else. This is the story of just such a child. A child who awoke to find herself stiff as a board, unable to so much as move a muscle, so stiff, in fact, that she was able to wriggle her soul free and loose it out into the night. And as that child stepped from her body and onto the floor, she saw the faintest hint of light leaking out from beneath her bed, a light that spilled across the hardwood like errant moonbeams, beckoning her to peer into the dark, past the curtain of cascading bedspread and the clutter of discarded toys. There, as she knelt, she spied a door in the wall beneath the bedframe, a door that had not been there before. Just large enough for a small child to squeeze through. A door no adult could fit through, which was fine, as no adult in their right mind would ever believe in such a thing. But this little girl did believe in such things, and this little girl was just small enough to fit through it, and this little girl could find no reason not to investigate where the light leaking out from the space between the door and the floor was coming from. The light beyond the door was blinding against the midnight black, but warm, inviting. And as she squeezed her way through the tiny portal, every inch of her body scraping against the wood on its way past, she felt as if she were getting safer, inch by inch. Though the room behind her was her own, and she knew it like she knew her own freckles, it was dark and the place beyond the door was bright. She imagined for a moment that when her eyes adjusted, she would find herself on some white sand beach, crystal blue waters lapping against the shore, palm trees stretching toward the sky, the smell of salt and sea foam on the air. But when her body was through and her eyes adjusted and the light seemed to dim all on its own, she found that it was hardly that. In fact, it wasn't like that at all. There were no beaches. There was no sun. There was only shadow and moonlight, ruin and terror. The land was broken, overgrown. Thick, ancient, gnarly trees surrounded by scrub and sharp yellow grass, buildings with shattered windows, towering hospitals next to shut-up factories next to abandoned playgrounds peppered with gravel and disused equipment. The land was a ghost town, built by recession and fear, lit only by the full moon and a handful of flickering street lamps. A tattered city, damned and forgotten. At once she knew she had stumbled into a place of which she wanted no part, but when she turned to go back through the door, it was gone. It had become nothing but a crumbling brick wall climbing to the heavens, no door or even window in sight. Wherever she was stuck, with no way to go but forward. Before her was a shattered cobblestone path, dead grass between each stone, weeds sprouting from the cracks, and along the sides ran a chain-link fence, clipped and torn, jagged and rusty. The little girl made her way down that path, eager to find her way home, unsure which way it was. And that's when she saw it. The thing on the other side of the door.